Station and this station.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Nick McNamara here. In studio with me, Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. We're talking about the upcoming City Commission meeting. Well, we haven't talked about that yet, but it is upcoming. And it'll be at 7 p.m. today in City Hall. You can check that out in person, of course, but also on Cox Cable Channel 3 or streamed online at thecityofmhk.com/TV. And before the break, I kind of teased that we were going to get a little bit into the multi-agency resource center and the results from that. And Ron, what can you tell me a little bit about the numbers and just the services that were provided there?
So at the Mark, this is an event that the Red Cross is primarily responsible for organizing, and we were fortunate that we were able to get a lot of our local social service agencies at the Mark that could help and assist folks. And I know the Red Cross commented that they were really pleased with the number of agencies that turned out. We had a city table there. We were just trying to collect as much information from folks as we could, but that was really the purpose of the Mark and the Multi-Agency Resource Center, is to put resources in touch with people who need certain things, and for folks that were impacted by the flood. And understand we have a phone call.
Yeah, we're going to hold that thought off for a second. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
And as an extension of that multi-services resources, you know, the county's talking about putting an ambulance facility out at the county yard. And you know, with the north side of Manhattan growing, we could put the new militarized police vehicle that's coming in another year or two out there beside the ambulance in a warehouse type of building, now that they're doing the design element. And even that event, big vehicle that the police have, RV style, out there in the warehouse on north side of town in case they need it out there, but get them away from that Wolf Creek flood area, you know, where it flooded across Fort Riley Boulevard. They're just in a vulnerable situation there. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Appreciate the call. I think there was a lot there, obviously, and not a lot we have. We do work with Riley County to co-locate ambulances in some of our fire stations, so they're well distributed around the community and can respond quicker to different things. So, you know, I understood the county's looking at doing some design work on a new facility for the ambulance. They're obviously in need of it. We'd looked at some opportunity to maybe do that at headquarters fire station, but that didn't quite work out. So I know that's something that's a need for the county, because the facility they're in now is inadequate. So appreciate the call.
And I must add, you mentioned a militarized vehicle. I have to add a little note there that it is not technically a militarized vehicle. It is a civilian vehicle, the Lenco Bearcat. I've spoken with RCPD Director Brad Schoen on that. It is not rated the same as a military vehicle, just as a clarification there. And I guess getting back onto the Mark, I also saw, as part of the press release that mentioned the update on the Mark, that there was 93 properties, 106 buildings, and 381 different units that were affected by this flooding. So certainly it's a substantial number of folks, and probably we saw those numbers there at the Mark as well then.
Yeah, I believe there were over 100 individuals that attended the Mark, and that was very good. We found out a lot of good information there about, you know, most of the folks that were living in the zone, whether they were in a house or apartment, some folks lost all of their personal belongings. Many of them lost their vehicle as well. So the need there is great, and there was certainly an overwhelming response from the community wanting to, you know, give clothes and furniture and other things. And there are a lot of efforts. I know that a lot of the churches are full. We even rented some pods to store some excess in. But part of that was really to try and identify exactly what folks needed. And so, because sometimes we get a lot of contributions made of clothing and other items that just go unused because it isn't necessarily the prime need. Obviously, you need something, but the sizes and that sort of thing. So really the focus there was to really pin down exactly and identify what the specific needs of individuals. Was it housing? Was it food? And a lot of different great local agencies were helping and stepping in right away to help folks with some of those immediate needs. And then, as I mentioned, I think there'll be some information coming out today from the foundation and other social service groups about how folks can maybe access some of those flood funds to help them even more to replace some of those belongings they've had.
Yeah, when I was there, I spoke with, from your office, Vivian Uccello, right?
Right.
And she took a lot of information from me regarding what I had lost, what I need, the needs from the city. And also when I was there, I met Mayor Linda Morse there. And could you talk a little bit about what your experience there at the MARC and what
I
you
did.
Saw?
I spent several hours there. And I was really impressed with the Red Cross's effort. Always before, I've seen the Red Cross from a distance, and you know, there have been comments, so I didn't know what to expect. But I was really impressed with the organization and how well they understood what the flooded people had experienced, and they required this organization, and you needed to go through the process. But ultimately, those that were impacted by the flood are better off because of that, and I hope that resources are reaching out to those people as a follow-up. You know, I talked with people who had water in the basement, some who had their dwelling unit, and under FEMA standards, which most renters don't have flood insurance, but you have to be inundated, the first floor has to be inundated with water to be eligible for any kind of insurance benefit. Some had their cars completely submerged, and some had both. And so you ask yourself, if I'm a student, do I go to class? Do I go try to do something about my car? Do I do something about moving? Who's on first? What do I do first to recover from? And my heart just goes out to people that are in our community that have that kind of overwhelming, and I just think as a community we have a responsibility. And I don't mean we're not just going to hand out money. I want to look to the future and how can we have something like, we've had small floods before, the people in Garden Way, and some of these people have had water before, never to this extent. But how do we keep this flood from ever happening again? And how high do we have to build? And, sometimes people put a wall around their place or try. But the flood, the river, always reclaims the property eventually. It's not like you can deny Mother Nature. It's just visiting with those individuals, and we're sitting there sometimes 2-3 hours just being very patient, and some, depending on their circumstance, they only needed to talk to 2 or 3 of the service providers that were there. Some people needed to talk to almost everybody, needed a new driver's license, some just came to talk zoning with the city staff. So it was, the picture was so big. I even talked with you, Nick, and I just sat with the people waiting and for some time and was very impressed. Talked to Pawnee Mental Health. Jardine Coleman was there, and a number of people, because the providers took 2 or 3 hour kinds of blocks of time. So it was just my picture while I happened to be there.
That's Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. I think it's time for another break here on In Focus. Coming back, we'll get into a little more on the upcoming City Commission meeting tonight. Maybe we'll talk a little more about some other boards that are looking for new members as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back on In Focus.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers. And